I used to have more of a prepared story. But I just want to explore a little fantasy of mine with you. Just sort of talk through it, if I can. I mean, I'm not 20 anymore. Older and wiser woman. But I have this fantasy about being mistaken for being young and innocent. I mean, I am petite. I'm 5'2". I'm a little curvy, but I'm always being mistaken for being younger than I am anyway. So, this fantasy of mine, I go into my daughter's bedroom. She's just recently left for college, you see, and left all of her things. And I'm tidying up and putting things away the way a mom does. And I find her uniforms. She went to a private school, you see, so she had the school uniforms. The skirts and the jackets and the blouses. They even specified underwear that you had to wear with it. And I just had this moment where it's like, what would it be like to be that young again? So right there, in her bedroom, I stripped down naked. And I put it all on. The underwear, the bra that's a little tight, but it makes me seem flatter and perkier. The blouse, the skirt, the little jacket. And then I sit down at her little vanity space with her big mirror. I comb out my hair. And then do my makeup the way that a teenager would do it. Not like somebody's mom, but somebody's daughter. And I am small. With the uniform and the hair and the makeup, I do look younger. So I want to try to see if the boys would, like, believe me. It's about the boys. Because other girls, I remember, not liking that age. But I'm a lot more confident and a lot sexier now than I was when I was actually that age. I can pull it off. So I go to her closet and I find her little knapsack. I put some books in it, just any old books, just to give it that weight. And then I put on those little shoes, those little black shoes that go with the school uniform. And I go to school. Now this is where my fantasy gets weird. Because for some reason I have this like Freaky Friday feeling. You know the movie where the mom and daughter trade places? See, in my twisted little fantasy, she didn't actually go to college, but she, like, came back for some reason. And she saw me leave dressed like her. And so she goes into her room and finds my clothes there on the floor. And she decides that two can play at this game. So she picks up my clothes, takes them into my bedroom, undresses, and then dresses in my underwear and my mom clothes. And then she goes into my bathroom and uses my makeup. And then fluffs her hair out into that kind of shag style that I wear. And then her stepfather comes in. This is why I say it's this weird, twisted thing. It excites me to think of him seeing her dressed as me. And then convincing her that maybe she should act the role, especially after she tells him that she saw me acting all of the world like a teen girl. So imagine my surprise when I come home that night after nervously walking through the school, after hanging out alone because I don't have friends at the school, but still being seen as a teen girl. And then I come home to find my husband and my daughter sitting on the couch like husband and wife. And then they start treating me like I'm the teenager. Telling me to go to my room and do my homework. And it just puts me in this submissive feeling, this weird, I can't say no. And so I go, and then I hear them in my bedroom, in our bedroom, only I'm in the role of my own daughter now. And I hear them doing what a husband and wife do. It gets me so excited. I don't know why. And I find her toys. I knew that she had toys to play with. And listening to my husband fucking my daughter through the wall, calling her by my name, I start using her toy on my wet pussy, wearing that little skirt for school, pushing that big girl underwear aside, shoving that pink toy deep inside of me, thinking about having to go to school the next day. And for the rest of the school year. That's how far my fantasy goes. Tell me what you think.